Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Mason, how do you view your opportunity?
The same way I always have. Control what I can control and throw the ball well, lead the guys, and play well when I get the chance to.
Do you feel like your mindset's different this time around coming in this year?
Not really, no.
Mason's used to this. Even going back to Tennessee, he was going to be battling with Will Levis. That mayo in his coffee drinking weirdo. Speaking of weirdos, Rudolph was asked about Aaron Rodgers.
What's it like for you hearing the noise about Aaron Rodgers, not knowing, you know, what position you'll actually have on the depth chart?
Well, that's nothing new to me. There's been constant noise. That is the nature of the NFL, so I am been used to that for a long time now. I'm do nothing but be the best I can be and help our team get better this spring.
Have you been in touch with Aaron at all?
I have not, no.
I mean, who would place that call? If one were to call the other, it would be Rudolph calling him, wouldn't it? Yeah, I would think so. Pick his brain. Hey, I don't know if you're coming. If you're not coming, you don't need to tell me. But if we do get a chance to work together, I'd like to reach out over the phone and shake your hand.
I think it'd only be Rudolph because Rodgers wouldn't want to show any signs he's actually signing.
Even the one that was looked at as the big sign the other day, you sniffed it out. Where Rodgers said, oh, I'll be playing in Chicago this year. There's a game scheduled in Chicago this year. And everyone's like, oh, the Steelers. And you're like, not so fast, guys. I do wonder if Rodgers is still holding out for J.J. McCarthy to either stink or get hurt.
Maybe. Maybe.
I had abandoned that until you sniffed it out. I wasn't even thinking about Minnesota playing in Chicago. Of course they do because of the NFC North, but he could be waiting. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater's like exploded, and I'm sure he's not wishing that on J.J. McCarthy. Yeah, maybe he is. That's football. But injuries happen, or J.J. McCarthy might flat out suck.
Right, like they might just be like, hey, hold on. Like, there could be a deal there, too. There could be a handshake deal, which I think that there is with the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers, but there could be a little deal with Minnesota. It's like, yeah, we'll see what it looks like after minicamp.
Oh, man.
Just hold on. Could be that.
I'd still rather play there.
No doubt.
Without question.
Like, I wouldn't even think twice about it.
Both divisions tough.
Better O-line.
Playing inside.
Yes.
We get to stick it to the Bears. You love sticking it to the Bears. We get to stick it to the Packers.
Yes.
Now you got to play the Lions, and they're good. And
but
Chicago
it's indoors.
Should be better.
Indoor against the Lions both times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, good receivers. I wouldn't even think twice.
Great defense.
Yeah.
Really good defensive coordinator who the Steelers let get away. Yeah, if I were Rodgers and I thought there was even a chance, I think I'd be doing the same thing, honestly. But let's talk about Mason.
Mm-hmm.
So Mason says all the right things. Then I hear Pony yesterday on the afternoon show say he still thinks Mason Rudolph could have a Sam Darnold, Geno Smith-like turn in his career. And I'm not ruling that out. I don't think it's likely. But I didn't see Sam Darnold doing what he did last year. I didn't see Geno Smith turning his career around. I mean, Geno was left for dead, for God's sakes. Is it even a good thing if he turned into one of those guys? It is for him.
It is for him.
It'd be great for him.
I think for him, and I think it only for him. Like, I think that would be his like rehab assignment where it's like, okay, you know, we finally did right by you and you did right by us, Mason. Let's wash our hands. We're still going to draft a quarterback in the top 15.
And then you go out, make your money.
Yeah, I don't think it changes at all. Like, I mean, we're talking like, what, win a playoff game maybe?
Well, Sam Darnold hasn't even done that.
He didn't do that.
Neither has Geno Smith.
Right, so.
That's what I was going to say. Best case scenario is Mason Rudolph turns into one of those guys. And that's great for Mason, but maybe only Mason alone.
Yeah, 100%.
I guess it would be nice for the Steelers if he did that this year because you could trade him.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he'd be a hot commodity if he throws 25 touchdowns and 9 interceptions or something like that. I guess that would be the best case scenario. But would people even look at it that way? I don't know. Oh, it was Tomlin's magic. Could we get that out of Mason? I'm not sure. If they allowed themselves to be fooled into Mason being the guy, that would be the worst case scenario.
I don't think that ever happens.
If he had a Darnold type season, you don't think they'd go, oh, Mason might be our guy?
And pay him?
Yeah.
No.
Not big time money, but Sam Darnold money.
Sam Darnold was making 100 something million.
Yeah. He ain't making Dak money.
But like, I mean, no, absolutely not.
I think the worst thing that could come out of this year, and again, not for Mason personally, it'd be wonderful for Mason personally, would be if this dude wins 11 games, throws for a bunch of touchdowns, and they go, we've got our guy, and all he is Darnold or Geno. And good for Darnold. He was left for dead. Good for Geno. He got punched in the face by a teammate with the New York Jets. But getting one of those guys to be your primary quarterback, it can only take you so far.
Yeah.
When you've got quarterback 15 through 18, something like that, you've got a ceiling. And now you got stuck with that guy. I'm not convinced the 49ers aren't in that position with Brock Purdy. Now, Brock Purdy had more success, was this close to winning a Super Bowl and out-dueling Patrick Mahomes, and maybe he even did, and his defense let him down. But when you tie yourself to a mediocre to slightly above-average quarterback for a couple of years, that is a purgatory worse than the Steelers are even in right now.
The reason why I don't think that it will happen with Mason, and I would love for it to happen, I love for guys, love for stories like that. That's great. Like, obviously, I'm pro player. The reason why I don't think that it will happen for Mason as it happened for Darnold and, let's say, Purdy and Geno Smith, those dudes had weapons. Mason isn't going to have weapons. He has a weapon. Like, those dudes, like Sam Darnold had the best receiver in the game. Like, and he had a second receiver and a great offensive line that were top echelon of the game. Geno Smith had DK Metcalf, had Tyler Lockett, had Smith and Jigba. And obviously, Brock Purdy had every weapon.
Yes.
Like, that's how you kind of rehab. And if you get the most out of your quarterback that hasn't done, you know, as well throughout his career and then is a veteran and then comes, you know, look at Baker Mayfield. Same thing. Weapons.
Mike Evans, you're throwing to as consistent wide receivers
Godwin.
We've ever seen.
I mean, like, you're throwing to a bunch of guys and guys are making plays for you. That's why I don't see it happen with Mason. Like, you don't have that plethora of weapons in order to hide him, but also let him grow while you're hiding him, and then it's looking like he's great.
Yeah, the most likely scenario for Mason this year, to your point, is if he looks good, the most likely scenario is he's full-ass game manager.
Yeah.
Because you think about the end of his time here before, and it wasn't that. It was throw the ball a bunch against Cincinnati, throw the ball a bunch against Seattle. In fact, calling a play at the end of the game for Mason to throw it and seal the deal. But that was out of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
If you start this thing fresh, and Mason's got to be QB1 from day one, he's throwing the ball 25 times a game with one of his hands tied behind his back. That, if they're going to win 10 games with Rudolph this year, that is probably the most likely scenario is your glorified game manager. Yeah. Go out there and get it, big guy.
Yep.
412-928-9370. Geno Smith's career, I mean, it's an absolute marvel. It's an absolute marvel just looking back at some of the statistics. His first couple years with the Jets, no good. I was at the sports page in Morgantown, which is a surprise to no one, when Geno got drafted, and a lot of my friends are Jets fans, and that place on Sundays was a huge Jets bar back in the day, and everyone was singing, Geno and the Jets. Everyone was all jacked up. And then he sucked. Then he goes to the Giants, no good. The Chargers, no good. He had, I'm doing math on the fly, Doran. I've been advised against this. He had 29 touchdowns in his career through his first five seasons. And then 2 years after doing nothing in Seattle, goes 4,282 yards, 30 touchdowns, and 11 picks. I mean, just out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Completely out of nowhere. He's been good. Love you, Geno. And then Darnold last year. If Rudolph played for the Vikings last year, could he have had them at 14-3?
He'd have had them in the playoffs. I know that. He'd have had them in the playoffs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that just gets back to what I'm saying. Like, you put weapons around anybody, they're going to be good. Like, let's. I'm very anxious to see, and I know this is going off in a tangent.
I'm
very anxious to see how Brock Purdy plays this year without the weapons he's had, without Debo. Let's. I mean, is Christian McCaffrey going to stay healthy? You know, I mean, Ayuk is coming off, and like, he's not going to have the plethora of weapons he's had to make him successful. I'm anxious to see how he looks this year.
I don't envy them having to pay that guy.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you're looking again.
Right.
And if you do, would you just buy yourself the 14th best quarterback in the NFL?
Yep. And you can't buy anything else.
Right.
You had to get rid of everything to buy him.
Man, what a strange situation. Yeah. And if you go back and look, now we're really going off on a tangent here, but hey, it's fun. It's football. It's morning show. Kyle Shanahan has a great year and then an awful year. Then a great year, then an awful year. So they should be on track to have a great year, but you're right. What's the weaponry looking like?
Right.
I mean, Ayuk's got to come back from the injury. You don't have Debo Samuel.
I mean, you put Tua on a different team. How is Tua's career? I mean, Tua's been decent, but like, he's been decent because of who he has.
Yes. You have a great schemer who looks like he's at a GQ magazine, and I think I might have a shot to beat up. I really do. Really think
I think you have a shot. Yeah.
I think I could kick his ass.
Yep.
Mike McDaniel.
Yep.
You got Tyreek Hill. Just lob it up. Yeah, circumstance has so much to do with whether a quarterback can have success.
Right.
And right now, it's not great here in Pittsburgh.
Especially quarterbacks in their career who didn't have success but then found it later on in their career. Like, that's kind of like my point, and that's kind of what's bringing it back to Mason.
Mm-hmm.
And can he have a good year this year? Oh, yeah, he could have a good year this year for sure, but I don't see him having one of those type of quarterback, you know, out-of-nowhere years, because they did it with hiding them. Hiding the quarterback because they had so many weapons that could bring it all the way up.
Well, and I think about this too, because that's well said. Look, Sam Darnold, say what you will about his career up until last season, he was the third overall pick. You want to talk about pedigree and talent? And Geno Smith, it was a surprise when he fell to the second round. We were all crying in our beer in the sports page until he wound up with the Jets. He was thought of as a first round guy, and he had to wait, like Shador Sanders, not quite as long. Rudolph was a third-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the Steelers say they have a first-round grade on him. Okay. If you have a first-round grade on a quarterback and he's there, you should probably take him in the first round. You think he's that good? 412-928-9370. So a couple of questions here. Do you think that Mason Rudolph, if he were the starter, could have a Sam Darnold or Geno Smith-like turn of his career? And is that even a good thing? 412-928-9370. You can give us a ring on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here's. I was just texting with my plumber. We got a situation brewing at the Crowley household.
Mm-hmm.
Leaky pipe, which I find out is the main sewer line. I've been told this could be a Fatberg.
A what?
Fatberg.
Fatburger?
Fatberg. Like an iceberg of fat. Because what happens is I flush baby wipes and Zins down the toilet.
Oh, man.
And then all the fat that comes down your drain and crap get all lodged around it. Ooh. Doesn't sound good.
Fatberg.
We've talked about this before.
We have talked about the Fatberg before. I never thought it would happen to me, but it might be. Now I'm terrified. I could have to dig up my basement floor.
I think he'll be all right. He'll just hydroblast your pipes.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. That sounds dirty.
Does it?
Getting your pipes hydroblasted?
See, like, whenever somebody says, like, that sounds dirty, or, like, you're giving off a vibe of certain things, like, that's more of a you problem.
100% it's a me problem.
Right? Like, that's where your mind's in the gutter.
You sent something to me.
You
sent something to me that had a fart in it just to make me laugh.
Right.
So you're immature too, pal.
No,
it's not me.
I'm
people
not.
Think I'm the sophomoric one on this show. No. You're right there with me.
No, I knew it'll make you laugh because you laugh at those things. It didn't make me laugh. I was like, oh, this is something that is in Crowley's wheelhouse. This will make him laugh.
You sent me this thing where you are supposed to hold your breath. It's this little dot moving across a screen. You're supposed to hold your breath as long as you can. And it hits certain thresholds. If you hold it this long, you have smoker's lungs. If you hold it this long, you're an athlete. If you hold it this long, you're a diver. And I thought you were just trying to kill me. But then we were talking about it before the show, and you said you didn't watch it until the end. Well, no, of course not, because my lungs gave out because I smoked a pack a day for 10 years. But you said once you get past diver, there's a fart sound.
Because past diver at the end is like only 5% of people make it to the end. And after the diver, there's a fart song, and then you laugh, and you obviously don't make it. And I knew you would laugh.
I didn't make it
to that part. You didn't make it that part. Of course.
Because I can't hold my breath.
Right.
I mean, it's like a minute. You got to hold your breath on this thing.
It's not that long. Yeah, it is actually pretty long. Yeah.
I might try it later in the show. We see if I can beat my all-time best.
What's your all-time best?
Slightly less than diver. Between athlete and diver.
Oh, I thought you like held your breath like one time when we were younger, and it's like, okay, that's how long I can hold my breath underwater.
I think we all did that back in the day, didn't we?
I think I was like a minute 30, maybe.
What?
Maybe. Pretty sure.
How long can Marines hold their
2 minutes
breath? It's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look that up. In the meantime, we're talking Rudolph. Shocker, shocker. He was at OTAs yesterday. He spoke, and Lee from downtown wants to get in on the conversation. Hi, Lee.
Hey, what's going on, man? I mean, I think we all know what Rudolph is. He's probably like the 34th best quarterback in the league. I mean, that's not bad, but that's like, you know, backup starter. My biggest problem is with Omar. I don't know what Omar is doing. If he doesn't get Chris Olave, then I feel like that George Pickens trade was just terrible because you didn't have to do it. And I'm really starting to consider, like, what is Omar doing? If you look at the last two drafts, the two players he passed up were all pros.
Yep.
He passed up on Christian Gonzalez, and he passed up on Brian Burns. And those are two all pro players right now that they could have had on the team, and he passed them up for Fontanu and Broderick Jones. Now, if they show out this year, cool. But I'm like, if DK goes down, we're back at the same spot we were at like week 14 when George went down.
That's right.
You got in a league, in today's league, you have to have two number one receivers. I don't care about George's attitude. If he didn't play good, you could have traded him during a trade deadline and got bigger assets. So I'm like, why aren't we really starting to talk? We already know what Mason is. We know what Mason is. I'm starting to be concerned more about Omar and what he is doing.
Well, Tomlin has a huge say, too. Do you want Rodgers, Lee?
Yeah, I want Rodgers compared to what we got.
Thank you, Lee. We agree on that. I like Lee. He's a good caller.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it's the truth, though. It's like, what are they doing? Why are they putting themselves in that situation again?
You don't have a QB1, and you don't have a wide receiver 2. That is no good.
Mm-mm.
Because you are, less than 2 weeks away from mandatory minicamp. And you've got Mason Rudolph throwing to Roman Wilson and Calvin Austin III.
And his point, too, like I think he meant Brian Thomas.
He did.
That Omar passed up on, which I believe both of us were clamoring for.
You were, definitely.
And then look, he has an all-pro year down in Jacksonville. Like, think about if he is here right now. Like, it's a whole different, we're talking about a whole different animal. And you didn't even get anything out of your first round pick.
Well, especially because of that.
Yeah.
Like last year, your line was going to be your line, but if you would have had Brian Thomas along with George Pickens, it looks a lot different, yeah. Texter, everyone knows you aren't supposed to flush baby wipes and Zin, you fool. I'm going to read that like this. You fool! I'm an idiot.
Especially the baby wipes. You know better than that.
Listen. Do I want to go down this path? I will. I coddle my tushy.
Wait, so you're flushing the baby wipes for you? Your butt? Not your kids?
Guess I didn't need to admit that.
Wow. Okay.
Text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Do you think Mason Rudolph can be the next Geno Smith? If he becomes the next Geno Smith, is that even a good thing for the Steelers? 412-928-9370. We'll keep taking your calls, texts, and tweets on that. We'll also hear from Roman Wilson coming up next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Really, my goals for the season, get better every single day. Treat every day like it's game day, every practice like it's game day. Come prepared with questions to ask coaches after practice. Just be mentally, physically locked in every single day. Yeah, just give them all. Give it all I got every single day so I can get better the next day and be ready for whenever my time is.
I'm sure last year was frustrating for you in a lot of ways. What did you think you learned through that experience?
I don't want to think too much about last year, but I definitely learned a lot, and it definitely helped to shape who I am this upcoming season.
Rama, what do you think is different about your game?
Different? I just feel I've taken care of my body to an elite level. I've been more just locked in. I feel like myself, and you know, I'm ready to come out here and practice hard.
More locked in, Doran. That's what Roman Wilson said. I think maybe he saw the criticism on Steelers.com. Unable to pick up the offense, unable to get on the moving train. I hope Roman Wilson works out.
Mm-hmm.
He is perfect for this offense. Over the middle of the field possession kind of guy, tough as nails, good blocker at Michigan, primarily run offense. I mean, heavily leaning towards the run with Harbaugh there. But you see guys like Caboli, and I'm not singling him out other than I just saw it and he's prominent. We love Caboli. Oh, he's going to have a big year. How can you have any faith in that? How can anybody count on this guy to be great in basically year one? I liked the player when they drafted him. I like the player now. I ain't putting all my cards in the Roman Wilson basket.
I think that it's really based off of, all right, if things go perfectly, he'll have a good year. Like, if he stays healthy, he'll have a good year. If, you know, things are what they are on paper right now, yeah, you could see him having a good year. Like, I saw some of the clips of him running routes. Remember what I said yesterday? I was like, you could tell if a guy has taken a step and just look at his speed, and he looked quick.
He was looking quick?
He was looking very quick.
We got that from Doran. He's looking quick.
He was looking smooth. And you can't take a little bit from that during OTAs, but I think in a perfect world, I think that that's what somebody like Caboli is saying. In a perfect world, yeah, he's going to have a good year.
Wide receiver three,
two-ish, for sure. I could see that. I hope. I mean, he should, you know, from, like you just said, his pedigree coming out and what he did at Michigan and last year was such an up and down year. Like whenever you have those injuries and then you get healthy and then you're kind of behind the train a little bit, like it's very hard to get on it. It's very hard. And now he had a chance to get his feet wet being in the NFL and, you know, kind of reset. And now he has a big opportunity in front of him. So everything's lining up for him to have a good year.
Absolutely it is. And I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater because he got hurt last year in training camp and then got hurt again. And by the time he got healthy, they were in the throngs of the thing. I'm going to view him like he's a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
And a third round pick rookie, unless it's a running back like Caleb Johnson, I'm not going to say, oh, you're coming in and being a stud day one. It has happened, but I can't say I count on the guy. And I'm not even holding last year against him. Like Mike Williams came in here and he was running like 12 routes a game
because
they didn't feel like he could pick up the offense. And we saw with Amari Cooper in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Amari Cooper was running good routes in Cleveland. Like people who watch tape will tell you he was open a ton, but their quarterback play was so bad. And he didn't do jack in Buffalo because it's hard to pick it up. I just look at Roman as a rookie. And if he plays well, great. I'm not going to say I am gung-ho about him being wide receiver two right now, though. You know what I'm saying?
Do you look at Feltano as a rookie?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Even though he was a first-round pick?
Yeah, it's a little bit different from that standpoint. And I was titillated that they were even able to draft him. I didn't think he'd be there for them. So I view him a little bit different as more of a sure thing, but I don't think there's such thing as a sure thing for a rookie. More often than not. You need production out of a rookie. But to say, oh, that's our wide receiver too, unless it's a wide receiver loaded draft and it is a Brian Thomas or something like that.
Well, I just wouldn't even want to put a guy like Roman Wilson in that position. Just him personal. You know, like I wouldn't want to have to thrust him into a role where last year I didn't know if he was going to be available physically or mentally. Like, and now I'm going to thrust him into a role where you're our number two. Like, that's a lot. I wouldn't want to even put him in that position. I would want him to have to earn that. Not that he's not going to earn it, but I would want him to have to earn that, but us to be like, no, you've earned it, but we don't need it.
Right.
You've earned it, but we don't need it.
You're a luxury. You're a bonus.
Yes.
It's gravy.
Yes.
Instead of, oh, God, if Roman Wilson ain't the guy, Rubro.
Right.
I made a list of X factors for the Steelers this year. I was going to save this, perhaps for Doug Whaley, or I was going to forget about it altogether because I'm really good at that. Guys who really can change the trajectory of this season based on how they play. Roman Wilson's on the list. The way that it's designed right now, and forget about quarterback. I have Roman Wilson, Broderick Jones, bleh. These are all obvious. Caleb Johnson, Derek Harmon, and Darius Slay. I think Darius Slay could be a massive addition to this team.
Mm-hmm.
And you need big-time production, really, from all those guys. But you can't count on Caleb Johnson. I have a lot of belief in the guy, but he's a rookie.
Right.
Running back's an easy transition, you've told me, like compared to the other positions. And Derek Harmon, hey, stop the run, go get the quarterback.
Yeah.
And what they had wasn't all that good. But I think those are five guys that if you're not talking about the stars, the season really hinges on all those dudes.
Yes. Yes. I think you could throw Y.A. Black in there. I think he's going to have just as good as a year as Derek Harmon. I feel like he's very just under the, you know, behind the scenes. And I think that he's going to get a lot of reps this year in the rotation. And that's going to be good for the Steelers. So if you look at him as a whole, like the defense, having a guy like that to rotate in and out, and you could keep guys fresh like Cam Hayward, and he'll be fresh too.
And play some traditional nose.
Yeah, like I think that he's going to be one of those people that you're naming too. I throw him on the list for
That's
for
a good sure. one. I'll take him.
Yeah.
I wish I was there yesterday because just to get a look at that guy, just see him compared to everybody else. I wish DK Metcalf were there yesterday
because
he would have, I mean, with that wide receiver room, he would have stuck out like a sore thumb, like a Pat Bostic thumb, Doran. One of them toe thumbs. I can't talk, though. You should see my toes. They are disgusting.
I'm sure they are.
My wife says I have the worst feet on planet Earth.
I'm sure.
Not that they're dirty or anything like that, but they're kind of like hobbit feet.
Yeah, like gangly, hairy.
They're long, thin, and I have hair on each of my toe knuckles.
Yeah.
You try to clean them with those flushable wipes you got there?
See, people are on my side here on these flushable wipes on the text line. They're saying everybody should use them.
No, they're terrible for your plumbing.
Right.
No, not the flushable ones.
Yes, they are.
No, the problem is Jake I'm using the non-flushable ones. You can buy flushable ones.
And they're still bad, he said.
Oh.
No, theoretically, you could flush golf balls. You could have a box of flushable golf balls. You can flush them. It doesn't mean it's good for your plumbing.
Right, true.
true. Did Callis just get a dub?
He did.
I think Callis just got a dub.
He did. That's very true. Very true.
People texting, and I was in the Army. And while deployed, baby wipes are a must-have. The toilet paper, then baby wipe combo is the way to go.
Are you planning to serve your country anytime soon?
Only if we want to lose the war. You imagine me on the front lines? Dear God.
No. Actually, I can't actually imagine it. And I just laughed at the picture.
What was that? I'm not a real man. I don't even know where my pipes go. I caught all my tushy. I can't serve the country. 7:45. Times brought to you by Gina G. and Petro of Remax Select Realty. That sounds like she's got a ton of power. Time is brought to you by Gina G. and Petro.
She does have a lot of power.
Time
mm-hmm.
brought to you by Gina. Your thoughts on Roman Wilson at 412-928-9370. Donovan in Elwood City has been patiently waiting to talk about Mason Rudolph. We'll get to you, Donovan, and others coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. The great Ray Fittipaldo, he was at OTAs yesterday. He's going to join us coming up in about 10 minutes. What am I supposed to do with these wipes if I don't flush them?
Throw them away in the garbage.
You can't throw them in the garbage can. They got fecal matter on them.
Well, use toilet paper.
All right.
I have a very sensitive tushy.
No, you don't. You just want to feel clean. That's why anybody would use flushable wipes. They make you feel
don't
clean.
Don't tell me why I do it. You don't know. He can tell me why I use wipes.
Why do you use wipes?
Because it feels good on my bum.
Oh. Not because you want to get clean?
That too. But number one is the way it feels.
Oh.
Feels good.
It feels good for your bum, and then everybody on the street's got to worry about backed up plumbing.
Oh, yep. I gotta be honest here. I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried here.
You are really worried.
Someone just tweeted me and said they're a general contractor and that I could have caused $30,000 worth of damage.
You've been over this before, yeah, and we talked about this. Your fatberg is going to ruin your whole street's plumbing, and now everybody knows it because you say it on the radio.
Hadn't considered that.
My bum wants to feel good, so I'm going to jeopardize the plumbing of my entire neighborhood. Congratulations.
Ain't that America?
Yeah, that's Crowley.
It's the same concept as peeing in the pool. It's not good for anybody else, but I do it anyway.
Right.
Speaking of pools and holding your breath, I've Googled this too, Doran. The average person, this cannot be right, is supposed to be able to hold their breath for 2 minutes.
I believe that.
That is forever.
Before you pass out, I'm sure.
It says you're not going to pass out.
No, like before you pass out, you could hold your breath for 2 minutes. Like you could struggle, and then you'll pass out after 2 minutes.
It said while holding your breath for too long can be dangerous. Obviously, a 2 minute breath hold is generally considered safe for most people. Callis, do it right now. Are you really going to do it? Let me get a clock. Wait, stop. Take a deep breath. Whoa. You need more time to prepare for this.
I have a clock in here.
I need to know. Could be cheating the system over there. All right. You ready for this? 3, 2, 1, go. And he's not going to cheat.
No.
Callis is as honest a man as you will ever find. In the meantime, we have about 2 minutes left in the segment, so he's going to hold his breath, and right now we'll talk to Donovan in Elwood City who wants to talk about the Steelers. Hi, Donovan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I think Rudolph will do good to, like, great, but I also still think, like, we'll see how it plays out in preseason, who's the better quarterback for the offense, you know what I mean? And along with the Roman Wilson thing, I think, yes, he's still a rookie, and I agree with you guys on that wholeheartedly. But he's had a full year to learn the offensive playbook under Arthur Smith, so I think that'll be an advantage.
Donovan, have a leg up on the rookies. You're right about that. But as far as seeing who the better quarterback's going to be in the preseason, I don't think Rodgers is even going to play in preseason action.
Not at all. I bet you the best quarterback in the...
We lost him at 56 seconds. That's good.
That's pretty good.
I will tell you right now, there's no way I could hold my breath for 56 seconds.
No?
0%
so?
Chance.
Lightheaded.
No. Are you?
It's too early in the morning.
We should have had him sign a waiver.
The best quarterback in the preseason is going to be Skylar Thompson.
Well, he's going to maybe get the most run.
Yeah, he's going to look the best. He's going to know the offense. He's going to go in there. And he's going to run it very well. He played well last preseason.
Did he?
I think so, from my recollection. I think he did.
You don't know.
Who's the backup before him?
Here? Allen.
Kyle Allen. Oh, maybe, yeah. Maybe that's who I'm thinking.
Kyle Allen threw one pass with the Steelers last season. Slant, right on the money. And then people were calling us, like one person a day would call us. Forget those two. How about Kyle Allen? You know, don't be lying about Skylar Thompson.
It was either Kyle Allen or Skylar Thompson. I get them mixed up. One of them did well.
I ain't going to pretend like I know either. Texter, why does Crowley pretend to be dumb? Brutal. I mean, I thank you for thinking that I am dumb, but or that I'm dumb. Pretending to be dumb. Yeah. I am dumb. All right, coming up next, Ray Fittipaldo, not dumb. He was also at OTAs yesterday. We'll talk to him about all of the OTA storylines. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Pittsburgh choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 68, low of 51. 68, Yamir Yager. How about that?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.